We are here live on September 4th. Good morning, and how is everybody doing? We're the KTSM AM 690 in El Paso. That's where we transmit from, and we're also in the studio live today. And on our Facebook page, you'll be seeing us pop up as the El Paso History Radio Show, streaming live with all these shining faces that we've got here, as well as a bunch of pictures we have ready to go. And this is where we say Texas history begins in El Paso.
Well, you know, folks can also listen to us streaming live on the internet via the KTSMradio.com, where you'll be connected automatically to the iHeartRadio group, where you can listen to us anywhere you have internet.
Now, second hour, you normally cook up a history moment. Is that what we got today?
I did today. And this is a fun one. I kind of heard rumors about this before, but I finally found the information. It was when Mexico declared war on Germany, Italy, and Japan.
It wasn't funny then.
No. They had not been anywhere outside of the country at that
point. Bizarre to look at. We'll take a look at that second hour. All right. September 4th. Here we got the celebration of the mountains. What good timing. Because none of the folks that I know, anybody, has ever seen the mountains this color for this long. And it's an interesting thing. Because the Celebration of Our Mountains is a nonprofit 501c3. They'll take donations. And they also are able to go all over the place and create hikes and such. So let's meet the people in the room who are here from that organization. Jim Tolbert, you're entitled. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What is your title with that organization?
Well, I'm the CEO, the executive director.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, and in the other, on the far left of your radio, we have Eric Kappas. Eric, what do you do?
I'm the president of the board of Celebration of Our Mountains.
Oh, and there's a guy in the middle named Paul. Paul Galvan, what do you do?
I'm the secretary for Celebration of Our Mountains.
Okay, Paul, what's your history? How do you get here?
So I'm a UTEP grad. I started with Eric back in, 2011, maybe?
Long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. And I was a former student. I went to UTEP, graduated from there, and then I went to education. So I've been a high school teacher since 2014 now.
Where?
I'm at Jefferson right now.
Cool.
Oh, okay,
I got
good.
Biology, and I'm also a wrestling coach.
And
oh,
Jim,
cool.
Jim, your background, besides being my neighbor as we were growing up together half a block away, besides that, where have you been?
Oh, gee whiz. You know, I've been doing Celebration of Our Mountains since 2009. And yeah, it keeps me busy. I also have another day job, which we don't need to go into.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
And so you're a busy dude. You were on city council for a while.
I was on city council.
That must have been an odd roller coaster ride. It looks like it from here.
Well, it was an odd roller coaster ride, and I should probably write my biography now.
Yeah, do it before you can't. Okay. And Eric Kappas, I know you as the guy who discovered the dinosaur tracks at Cristo Rey. But you've come and gone a lot of places since then.
Yeah, well, now I'm at Southwest University. They gave me the best job ever. I teach and I lead field trips and I visit schools. Well, not lately. But they let me do whatever I want, basically, and they support everything I do. They love that I promote El Paso, and so they support me while I do it.
Well, promoting El Paso has been something we do a lot. Melissa is part of a reenactor group. You've been doing that 2 decades plus.
Oh, yeah.
3 decades.
Over,
what?
Over 20, almost 25 years, Guns of Shady Ladies.
And so you support the Old West history.
Well, not just the Old West history. Because we kind of go everywhere from like Civil War all the way up into the teens. So it kind of covers a lot more than just the Old West.
That's true. I've seen Bernie dress in his top hat and run around being cool. And also the, what is that, the General Pershing outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you guys cover the gambit.
Well, we went to Galveston, and we're at the Galveston Christmas Dickens Festival down there. And so we went as 1845 Dickens period, and that was fun. So.
You got a lot of clothes in your closet.
Oh, yeah. We're stupid. We're just
let's take a look at our first picture, Andrew. Throw that up there if you would. It's an interesting look at El Paso from the south looking at north. And I don't know, Eric, you want to comment on whether or not that is actually the beginning or the end of the Rockies?
If you're speaking geographically, yeah, sure. That sounds great. It's the southern tip of the Rockies. But we, in geology, we call all the mountains in western North America the Cordillera. And that, of course, some people extend that all the way to the southern tip of South America, so from Alaska all the way down to Chile.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long way. The Celebration of the Mountains. Jim, can you talk a bit on the history, how it got started? Do you remember that far back?
Well,
I sort of do.
Well, I mean, in 1994, Dr. Phil Goodell started it so he could take people on the same field trips that he took his students. And it's grown ever since then.
I think in one of the first years, he baked a cake the size of this table in front of us in the shape of the Franklin Mountains. Mm-hmm. I heard about it because the next year was when I picked up on him. And he'd already, I think they ate it. I'm not sure what they did with it. But can you imagine doing that? I mean, you could have a cake contest.
Did it have Ocotillo icing?
Oh, I don't know. Ooh, wouldn't that be sweet? No. Okay. Paul, your history as a teacher, do you teach El Paso history?
Yeah, we try to relate it, our biology content to as much local stuff as we can. So when we talk about plants and cells, we try to bring in, so Eric's done a couple of talks for us on,
oh, good.
On you know, the local plant life and adaptations and stuff like that. So we try to keep it as local as we can.
The thing is, I mean, you're not teaching El Paso history in the school. Nobody is, right, in public schools?
On the history side, social studies side, pretty sure there's a couple. But
it's not citywide.
Oh.
It's not EBISD complete.
Yeah, they don't teach Lovesville. They do teach state Texas history, 4th and 7th grade.
Yeah, we ended up, this is the Battle of San Jacinto. Oh, we got a plaza, I get that. And then Sam Houston, and oh, we're out of time. And if they had any extra time, they'd talk El Paso history. I harp about this all the time on this radio show, and I think that's why we have such a following here. It's not that we're so great, but we teach stuff and tell people stuff that they did not know. And, Paul, what would be something about the Franklin Mountains you think people should know that they probably do not know?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the way we haven't seen the mountains in such a long time, all the local plant life, you know, all the wildlife that's popping up right now. I think that's part of what we do. We educate people on, trial etiquette and being out there. And what are you observing and how to interact with it?
Well, I tell you one thing, it occurred to me when the first burst of rain hit in, I guess, the last couple of days of June. And I looked at that and I said, look at all those cottonwood trees. Do you think they were? I mean, think the cottonwoods blow all over the creation. Don't you think they showed up and grew up? Eric, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, looking up at the mountain, it's mostly small annual herbs like trailing windmills and other plants that you don't usually see. There's another one called Calstroemia. It's kind of a terrible name, but there's those two plants are covering the mountain. I hiked last week, and there's nowhere to step. You're stepping on flowers and plants the entire time.
Melissa, have you seen the medians on the West Side Red Road?
Oh,
Wrestler?
Yeah, overgrown. Everybody's yards are overgrown.
Well, but the medians were like, you know, they're supposed to be plants with water, and they've grown up. All of a sudden, they're about 10 times taller than they used to be.
Well, and one thing I did notice, do you notice the flowers are much brighter?
Yeah.
I have hibiscus bushes in my yard, and they are so bright this year. It was like, oh, my gosh. And all the different types of flowering trees and such are incredible. The sage has been blooming over different periods this year more than usual, and they are just solid.
It's incredible to see the mountain that color. I kid you not. I mean, I was born and raised here, left at 18, came back at 45, my numbers. And I had never seen the mountain. I saw a waterfall off the top of the Franklins one time. Cloud burst and oh, look at there, water. But I mean, that didn't grow anything. It was just pretty. So, Jim, what are your memories of the mountains as a kid? Remember, we were on the same street basically. It was just kind of brown most of the time.
Well, you know, but it was brown. But I think both of you and I remember most the hikes we took up Red Rock Canyon.
Oh,
they're just to the north of the A Mountain.
Right.
All those trips we take up there and climb up to the the side of the plane crash, and then climb up to the caves, and even a couple of times all the way to Ranger Peak. So, yeah, those were good times.
You know, that hike up to those caves is interesting. You can best see them if you're standing at Piedras and Mobile, right outside the front door of Kiki's. You look up there, you can actually see them. Now, I remember as a kid going up there,
uh-huh.
And there was rocks all the way out to almost the front. And then somebody has come along and started throwing the rocks out and digging it back out. Because that obviously was a dugout something at one point. And so, I mean, things like that are on the... That fascinates me. And that's private property. So you really need permission if you're going to go up there and mess with anything. And the rest of it from there north is state park. So you really can't do anything there without the governor's permission or somebody. And you're not going to get it. So as it is, the state... Talk about the state park for a minute. I mean, it's a fascinating place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Any comments?
I can go. So one thing that a lot of people from El Paso don't know is that we have the largest urban state park in all of North America. And also, you know, with the addition of Kasner
Hold
Range.
Hold it in front of that camera, see what happens here.
Ah, Kasner Forever.
Yeah.
So with the addition of Kasner Range, it would just get even bigger. We would surpass everyone else by, you know, square miles and square miles.
What are the chances of that happening?
I don't know. I mean, there's every time there's an effort to preserve Kasner Range, there's always a chance that the president will go for it. And I think this is the biggest effort that I've seen. I mean, Paul's passing around postcards that children can color and fill in their reason on the back and send them to President Biden. And they're doing them in the schools now, right? You're doing it in schools.
Well, I hope he gets the picture.
Yeah, so we're using it in our classrooms as an introduction. As soon as they come into class, you know, have them color it, write a quick note, or at the end of the period, you know, hey, you know, color this in or take it home. And we've been sharing it with the art teachers, with the other science teachers, the geology teacher. We have a teacher who does on-ramps for UT. So we're like, hey, have your college kids do this, you know. We were approached by Kasner. We approached them saying, you know, can we work together, help you guys out? Because we want to get the message to as many people as possible. So we've been doing it at schools. I know the Young Women's Academy, too, for EPISD. They're helping us out, too. So we're trying to get it school-wide. And hopefully with a little bit more help, we can do a huge, huge postcard dump and, you know, get that message out there. And hopefully maybe this will be the year.
Well, if nothing else, you're getting the school people involved. Mm-hmm. Whether it actually turns anybody's head in Washington or not, who knows? And it might. Mm-hmm. You have Veronica Escobar pushing heavily for it. So that's one thing that might work there. Who knows? It's an interesting, it's almost political, but yes and no. I know Beto was into it big time, Beto O'Rourke. But the fact that it exists there and is a former U.S. Army firing range, explain that a bit, just real quick.
Well, there's a live ordinance out there right now at the moment. And if you...
From the 1940s.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, it's all barred off. You can't go in there. There's warning signs all over the place. I live right off the base of the mountain right there by Hondo. You know where the Irvine Eye is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're down there. And right now, after the rains, I mean, it's gorgeous out there. Man. And it's kind of sad to stand there and see, you know, the potential the land has that we can use for, you know, hiking trails, biking trails, use it for education.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's so much stuff that we can do with it, but it's just sitting there. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons that we decided to get involved, because we have a large following too. You know, we reach a lot of people through the brochures, through the website. You know, Jim does a lot of outreach.
That radio show.
The radio show.
Yeah, yeah. One thing to warn you about, you see when you hit the table.
Oh.
You remember what I said about the microphone?
Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, Jackson. Yeah. I just wanted to point out that one of the biggest forces behind preserving Kasner is Dr. Richard Teschner.
Oh, my, yes.
Who's an advisor to our board. So.
Well, you've got some interesting people. We're going to have Frontera Land Alliance back in here in a couple of weeks and explain a few things about the projects they're doing. They focused on Kasner back in June, July, somewhere. They're coming back to focus on the other projects they're doing. Should be interesting.
So another thing about Kasner Range, most people don't really have a clear picture of why Kasner Range is important, and yet everybody's going up on Trans Mountain to, you know, during the poppy bloom, everybody goes up there to take photos at the Archaeology Museum, but the bulk of the poppies that bust out almost every year, that's on Kasner Range.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, I mean, speaking as a geologist, our oldest rocks... All the exposures of our oldest rocks in the Franklins are on Kasner Range as well. So we're having to trespass or sneak or, I mean, we don't do that.
I wouldn't hear it.
We don't do that.
I didn't hear that.
I'm not admitting anything.
Not encouraging anybody.
But I mean, just to view these rocks, we're stuck on Trans Mountain Road. We're stuck on, you know, TxDOT right of way.
But the road cuts help you a lot.
They do. But the oldest fossils in El Paso are on Kasner Range down off the road. And so one would have to... risk, you know, getting a leg blown off to
or
get down
just
there.
Fly in there and fly out of there and don't touch anything.
I'll fly a drone. Yeah,
yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Melissa, don't go over there. Yeah.
When we come back, Melissa, tell us who is on the Facebook adventure and what they're doing.
Oh, my gosh, got a lot of people. We've got Sean and Frank and Kenny from Six Guns of Shady Ladies are in Tombstone today, so they're listening to us.
Oh, my goodness.
They're saying hello. Angie in Colorado, Mark Flores, Monica Cervantes. Let's see, who else we've got?
Wait,
Margie Benton and Linda Hart Goggin. She stayed home.
Oh, cool. Fair enough. Taking a break here. Let's put the phone number out once and see what happens. And then and we'll come back after the break. Go ahead. What's that number?
It's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
If you're a local So History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas. And live right here now on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
This radio show is now streaming on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When, run by Barbara Given Bainey. We still archive the audio of these radio shows on ephistory.com. And you can go there online and find our radio shows for the last several years. Go to ephistory.com and access the El Paso History Radio Show archives for every Saturday radio show back to early 2016.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso. Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas, and live with video right here on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com. Our live streaming on Facebook started on November 21st, 2020, with our tribute to Leon Metz, which you can now listen to here on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Scroll down our page to find that archive in our videos section. You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas, and live right here now on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com.
Jackson here to tell you about we do have an email if you want to get a hold of us. I'm not looking at it right now, but it's ephistory690@gmail.com. And we are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. You can see us live there. And you can see the promos there. We had over 10,000 people looking at that promo
yeah.
this week on Facebook alone. So anyway, the weekly promo is quite popular. And that then sort of indicates who's looking and listening, shall we say. And we also have a TV channel for videos of El Paso history, and that's on YouTube. You go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And the El Paso Gold DVDs I've created for 2 decades, they're all on there. Well, a dozen of them are on there. Put them on there for free when the COVID hit. And if you really want to learn some El Paso history, that's a good way to go, because we did the focus on Waco tanks, Cristo Rey, the Franklin Mountains, gunfighters, a number of topics that would make sense if you really want to figure out some of our history. But also, on that same YouTube page, YouTube channel, we've got another playlist that is 20 segments we produced for ABC 7 KVIA. And we did those since 2018. Andrew and I shot and produced those, and I wrote them. And Mr. Bernie Sargent is the man on camera. You'll see him wandering around town, either in his top hat or his cowboy hat. So he's a good dude.
He's a good dude, yes. Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was just going for
end of page.
End. There are several upcoming events in Santa Luz area to know about, and one is the September 9th through 12th Bi-National History Conference, featuring Bi-National Heritage Tourism that includes a visit to Juarez missions and museums. Also, during this 3-day conference, you'll meet and learn more about the tribes of the Camino Real. So for more details, go to culturalheritagesociety.org, or you can give, this is Al Borrego, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can call Al Borrego at 915-851-0093, and he can fill you in.
They're doing things down there to promote El Paso, and they're looking a lot south.
Yeah,
because they're connecting the Camino Real to its origins, and I applaud them for doing that. Nobody else in town is promoting history on that end of the county like El Borrego.
Yeah, there's a brewery down there now. There's more restaurants. There's a lot of stuff to do. Well, so
art market going on. We talk a lot about the Camino Real. We're usually looking north because El Paso then begins into New Mexico, and it goes like 400 miles up there.
But we'll see you.
The whole bunch of the other stuff goes the other direction. So anybody's going to promote El Paso. By the way, Andrew, let's switch this. Can you go back to the other playlist for Annie, the Annie's Adventure that we had? Go ahead and just let that roll. And these pictures are from Annie Pettis of Annie's Adventures. Mm-hmm. And you got to understand Annie. She's a lot on Facebook.
Talented woman.
Oh, she's a great photographer. She ran El Paso Inc. photos for a while. But now she's on her own doing stuff, promoting El Paso every chance she gets. And she's making an impression on a lot of people. Pictures are just one thing. Just let them play through. And the whole thing about Annie's pictures, she goes out in the desert and hangs out with her camera and does all kinds of stuff. But you had a comment, Eric.
Yeah. I mean, I stumbled across her on Facebook just looking for El Paso pages. And she's always posting photos of places that she ate and promoting local restaurants. Right. So she doesn't just promote local nature like we do, but she also promotes local eateries as well.
And events and things going on.
She promotes El Paso.
Well, that's just it. Yeah. She promotes El Paso, which is why we're promoting her. And we thank her for the pictures that she's got up there today. Some of the other pictures we'll tell you we got from other people. But it's interesting to know her. And I look at her and I said, "You're not eating all that food, are you?" "Well, not yesterday." But I mean, she's always, "I got a plate of something here. Look at this." I think she puts it back. But she'll promote your business on Facebook, do a live shot from there, and get people to show up at that moment. Very interesting and very unusual way to do things in El Paso. So, all right, let's take another break here, come back in a minute, and look at a whole bunch of more stuff. And we're going to start getting into the pamphlet here about specific hikes and things. And Jim will explain how this is going to work, because it's going to work. Oh, by the way, Facebook, would you find some more people?
No, we have a Chris Eckert who is listening to us in Far East Horizon City.
Well, that's pretty
far. Far East.
Well, and actually, we do get people from around the planet. Some of you, you know, many of them used to live here. So they sort of keep in touch with El Paso through us. And what we're trying to do is explain El Paso to us, because I don't pretend to know El Paso history. I've learned it sitting in this chair. You know, 10 years with Leon, 10 years with you now.
Can't know it all.
And no, but I mean, we can eventually book them in here and hear it all. That's the goal. We got lots to go yet in the meantime. Okay, take a look at Facebook if you can. In the meantime, taking a break. Here we go.
Many retire.
You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas. And live right here now on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
This radio show is now streaming on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When, run by Barbara Given Bainey. We still archive the audio of these radio shows on ephistory.com. And you can go there online and find our radio shows for the last several years. Go to ephistory.com and access the El Paso History Radio Show archives for every Saturday radio show back to early 2016.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso. Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas, and live with video right here on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com. Our live streaming on Facebook started on November 21st, 2020, with our tribute to Leon Metz, which you can now listen to here on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Scroll down our page to find that archive in our videos section. You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas, and live right here now on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
This radio show is now streaming on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When, run by Barbara Given Bainey. We still archive the audio of these radio shows on ephistory.com. And you can go there online and find our radio shows for the last several years. Go to ephistory.com and access the El Paso History Radio Show archives for every Saturday radio show back to early 2016.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show.
You mentioned that we had some events to promote in Santa Lazario. That was just one of them. Here's another one that they've got coming up. They are planning for the October 29th through 31st, 2021. They're touring the Guadalupe Mountains, Carlsbad, Roswell, Lincoln, New Mexico, White Sands, Old Mesa Historic District, the Texas Missions, and the Isleta del Sur Pueblo. How about that? Same number, 851-0093. They have a website you can check out, culturalheritagesociety.com. That's an El Borrego creation. What do you got?
Okay, well, let's see. We got to not forget our sponsors, and that's Pepe's Restaurant, where they serve authentic New Mexico-style cuisine, and they're located at 6761 Donovan Drive, and you can also call them at 877-2152 for takeout, catering, or you can get one of Pepe's. Where Pepe's Margaritas, it's the home of the one and only margarita.
The Juan.
Looking for a top-rated company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to go to Monterey Asset Management. Visit their website at m1ep.com or you could call them at 915-592-4549. Looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is one of the top producing realtors in the area, and you need to give him a call at 915-588-1850 and our newest sponsors, State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number.
Listen to this phone number, people.
915-581-0000.
You wish you had that number.
No, I don't. No. Call Ralph for all your insurance needs. Because then they call me for insurance.
Well, that's whatever. But
I don't have insurance.
You do have a 581 number, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's
go
my
there.
Office number.
Okay. I may end up at Pepe's today. That's the current plan. We'll see how the day goes. And I assume we can go still sit and eat at Pepe's. You just have to walk in with your mask and pretend you're not breathing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take it off, put a food.
Yeah, and these guys are going to all book out because they got to go drink beer. How about that, huh?
Yeah. So the Old Sheepdog Brewery brewed our own beer and our own amber, and it's called Celebration of Our Mountains Mount Franklin Amber. And the beer release party is today. Paul, do you want to talk about it more? Where is the Old Sheepdog Brewery? It's on Rosa, at the end of Rosa.
Yeah, it's 3900 Rosas, I believe.
What did you say?
3900 Rosas.
Rosas.
Yeah, right there by Lincoln Park, where all the murals are.
Oh, okay.
So the owner, Gus Delgado, is a great guy. We approached him. We said, hey, Gus, we want to brew a beer that captures the essence of what we do, you know?
So you took the water coming off the Franklin.
No!
Hey, why not?
It probably tastes better if you did.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And we talked it out. We designed a label. We put both of our missions on there. You know, we want to educate, and he's all about local, helping out the local community. And then he worked his magic, you know, him and his people down there at Old Sheepdog. And we had the
Old Sheepdog.
Old Sheepdog Brewery.
Tell me you can't miss it.
It's a little bit hidden. But you can't miss it. The place is
full
of murals.
I knew he was going to say that.
If you Google it, you find it really easy.
It's
but just look for Lincoln Park, and you're right there.
And also, there's an art gallery right across. So it's a great place. We were there on Thursday for our leader social, and we loved it. The beer itself is so refreshing. It's an amber, and he brewed it a little bit light. And we even discussed about how we wanted the colors to reflect the El Paso sunsets.
Oh.
So I mean,
oh my goodness!
Are you gonna have your postcards that you've been sending out?
Stick that up so you can see the picture over there, and that's the postcard you're talking about.
That's it.
Yeah, just keep that camera in. That's the postcard you're talking about. The people color, and then they send it in. You have to put your own dime on it.
Yeah, no, actually, there's even a QR code right here on the side where you can take a picture of it and then upload it to hashtag Kastner Forever. So with this, we
that counts as a vote then.
I would hope so. We coordinated with Stephanie Acosta with the El Paso Community Foundation. She's the one who delivered the postcards to us, and then we talked about helping her out and, you know, helping out the entire community.
Well, the Community Foundation is a great partner to so many things. I remember back when Keystone was getting going, it was a Community Foundation that provided the overall financial management of then a nonprofit. And Keystone turned into a nonprofit. It's going great guns now.
Yeah.
But they're behind a whole lot of good things that happen in El Paso. You got to remember that. All right. Paul Galvan, a board member of Celebration of Our Mountains. This one over here is Eric Kappas, to me known as Dr. Dino. See, he used to be just Dino Boy, but you got a degree. So you're cool now.
He's a little older now.
Southwest,
don't want to call him boy anymore.
Southwest University. And Jim Tolbert, who's been around for a long time, and he's still here.
Still here. Still breathing.
Okay. Andrew, put up that dry, wet picture. This one is from Lewis Woodard, and it's a perfect example to me of how the Franklin Mountains have changed dramatically. And I guess by the fourth heavy rain, all the little plants said, "Oh, here we come." And then you may have noticed it died down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Another couple of heavy rains would show up, and then that bright, bright green would show up again. And I'm staring at that like everybody else is saying, "What the heck is this?"
Well, we have more humidity in the air than we've had in years, which is helping promote the growth to sustaining of those plants too.
Yeah, you know, Jackson, the A on the mountain is almost covered up
with green.
With green, it's almost obscure.
Oh my goodness, it'll come back.
Go get your weed whackers.
Hey, look at the A. You can't never forget that one. Well, and you and I lived on a street, Frankfurt, where you can see straight up to it, which is really interesting. And the A on the Mountain, that's another whole radio show, because the history there is just bizarre. When we were in high school, we did different things on the mountain than just hang out. We lit the A. Well, someday we'll explain that. But
a lot of things got lit. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, did you go up there and do that once in a while? I went up on a regular basis. Work. My carrying those cans of kerosene.
Jim would never do that.
Carrying the bags of sawdust was pretty easy, but the cans of kerosene was like, oh my goodness. And in the spring, got to get off of that. But another show, like I say. All right, Jim, Celebration of Our Mountains. Tell me about taking it full time.
Well, actually, beginning this year, we have had just about every weekend we've had an event, well, a field trip of some kind, and we're going to continue that. I know that our fall program is kind of our headliner, but people need to understand that now we're going year-round with something going on every week.
You also range quite widely because you go from, as it says in your brochure, Kilburn's Hole to the Guadalupe Mountains, Robledo and Davis Mountains, Wicotanks, Franklin Mountains, Ten Mines. And you can get to the Ten Mines. That's outside the danger zone of Kasner.
That's true.
And that's a heck of a hike. You go up to Chuck Heinrich Park and walk 2 miles. Well, you and I did that.
Yeah, I carried all your gear up that hill.
Well, I had the camera most of the time.
You were being the llama is what you were
but
being.
But the tripod, that was a huge, shall we say, tripod. And thank you for that. And you, Goodell was on that? Who else? You, me, and Goodell, and who else?
Jim Eyholtz.
Oh, Jim. He moved to like Albuquerque or something, right? All right, talk about the brochure here, because Tracks of Fossils, Dinosaur Tracks, the man who discovered the dinosaur tracks is sitting here, and we'll get to that story in a minute or two. But the dinosaur, well, maybe you want to tell it now. How did you find the dinosaur tracks? Because you were in an undergraduate class, and you were over at Mount Cristo Rey, and then what happened?
I got put in timeout. I got put in timeout and sent to go sit in a quarry.
In college you did this?
Yeah, I got put in timeout in college even. And that's when I discovered the dinosaur tracks on the wall. And there are about 1,000 dinosaur footprints in our region from the Middle Cretaceous period, about 100 million years ago.
Is that on your tours?
I'm not sure. I don't think I'm doing one, because Insight Science Center has tours now.
Okay.
And they also, Paul and I actually just finished filming an augmented reality tour for them. So now you go to Insights and you purchase an app for your phone, and you can go out there and see virtual Eric, or in Spanish, en Español, virtual Paulo, talking about the dinosaur tracks out there. So you can get your own self-guided tour. You can go out there with me, and I can still be in bed.
Explain that briefly, because Mount Cristo Rey is up in the air. But at the time the dinosaurs were wandering around, it wasn't up in the air.
The dinosaur tracks have all been pushed up by your favorite, the hypabyssal tracheandesite pluton.
Hypabyssal, wasn't it?
Depends if you're from the north or south.
Got it.
Yeah. A big blob of magma came after the Juarez Mountains formed. A big blob of magma came and pushed up all these dinosaur age rocks, and a bunch of them happened to have fossils from dinosaurs.
The
dinosaur
point is,
footprints.
When it pushed them up, that meant that the ground that was flat, the old seabed, ended up vertical.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's what's so weird about it. So you're sitting there in timeout staring at vertical rocks and realizing, what the heck is that? And so you're a tracker guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I geeked out about tracking long before that, and I went to Tom Brown's school. We call it tracker school, but this guy, Tom Brown, who's from the East Coast, a Jersey boy like me, he has a school, and I went to that school 4 or 5 times. And he has us on our bellies studying footprints. So the dinosaur footprints were kind of a dinosaur footprint in peanut butter for me after those classes.
Well, that hike we discussed going over to the Ten Mines, I remember that's when I met you. I think that was when I met you, somewhere in there. But it was an interesting hike because you'd said, look at this. Here's the footprints of a fox. Oh, and he's dragging something in his mouth. You see the little dip in the ground once in a while. And about 200 yards later, we saw the fox. He already dropped or ate whatever it was he was dragging. But, like, wow, okay. And you were not wearing shoes in the desert.
I think Phil Goodell stole them from me. You know, he had this habit of stealing my shoes from me.
But there you
years.
Are wandering the desert with no shoes. I'm thinking, okay, this guy's unusual.
I'm not doing that now. I'm not doing that now. All the thornies are out. The whole mountain's green now. Yeah. I'm not going barefoot now.
That's worse than walking around
out there.
Or working around a mountain on Legos. Anyway, so all right, Jim, talk to us about some of these particular hikes coming. And how do they get this brochure? And how do they find you online?
Well, online you can simply Google Celebration of Our Mountains and it'll take you to us. You can go to celebrationofourmountains.org, celebrationofourmountains.com, or CELEBMTNS.org, and you'll get to our website.
Give us a couple of hikes, and we're going to take a break.
Well, I mean, we're coming up here real quickly. We have
Paul Hyder. Let's talk about Paul Hyder's trip.
Paul Hyder's coming up next week, the 11th, and Paul takes you out to the an arroyo up in Tom Mays Park in the evening, and you look for little creepy crawly things like scorpions, and you use UV lights.
Wear your boots.
What?
Wear your boots.
You wear your boots. So that's a good one coming up. You know, I think that both Paul and Eric have some great hikes coming up, some great field trips. Paul is doing some more astronomy.
Oh.
Which is what we've always kind of wanted to start emphasizing. You know, I'll just point out real quickly, we've always kind of said that we, you know, hike our mountains, explore our deserts, see our stars, and now we're adding know our history.
Oh, yeah.
So
I appreciate that because, I mean, this town does not know its history because nobody told us. I was 45 years old before I figured out those three white churches down the valley, Catholic churches, were very important, the Mission Trail. I kid you not. I had moved back to El Paso, looked around and said, I remember my grandmother driving down there with me one day. Like, what were those? So I started looking into it. Oh, my God, that's the Mission Trail. Anyway, I've got to take a break here and come back in a minute. And I want to thank Andrew J. Polk in the control room there running the show on the pictures. He is Monday through Friday Talk El Paso host. And he has a bell. And he does a great job Monday through Friday and on Saturday mornings. Appreciate all your yeoman's work. Thank you, Andrew J. All right, we have a caller, looks like, coming in here. We'll talk to that caller in a minute. We shall be back in a moment.
You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas, and live right here now on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, Interim Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
This radio show is now streaming on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When, run by Barbara Given Bainey. We still archive the audio of these radio shows on ephistory.com. And you can go there online and find our radio shows for the last several years. Go to ephistory.com and access the El Paso History Radio Show archives for every Saturday radio show back to early 2016.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas, and live with video right here on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com. Our live streaming on Facebook started on November 21st, 2020, with our tribute to Leon Metz, which you can now listen to here on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Scroll down our page to find that archive in our videos section. You are listening to a break in our Facebook streaming of the El Paso History Radio Show, which airs live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, Texas, and live right here now on our El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook.com.
Jackson here talking history, and from Channel 9 TV, they have the seventh episode of their Borderland Treasures. They focus on the architecture of Otto Thormann, who designed more than 1,000 projects during his five-decade career. Many of his most beautiful homes survive in current place in Manhattan Heights. And I think they took on the, what you call a castle, mm-hmm. up at the...
Oh, it's a cool house.
Rock house, two stories.
You've been inside it?
I seem to think I have. I know the guy who lived there described it to me.
I had a friend that lived there for a while.
Oh, no, there was a tour once.
I would go to her house. It was a lot of fun.
Very interesting. Anyway, go to KTSM.com, and I think your best bet is just to go there and look for local Borderland Treasures. Otherwise, they have it on YouTube with a whole bunch of little numbers I can't figure out. But anyway, it's also a product of Preservation Texas of Austin and KTSM Television. Fun. It's also funded by El Paso County.
And the Woman's Club was featured, and I got to speak about it.
Well, all right.
Oh, I was so glad to get that promoted. So.
Well, the Woman's Club is a good old building.
It's a great, great site. Okay, where are we at?
I don't know.
We were to talk about Facebook. I lost track.
Not only that, but go to Mission Del Rey. They have a new set of things to think about there.
Go to MissionDelRey.com to shop online and visit the new 12,000-square-foot showroom on 1421 Lee Trevino Drive, Suite A7, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your family and friends for El Paso's best souvenirs, unique gifts, and rustic decor. Shop Mexican Talavera, Native American artifacts, and thousands of Southwest and Western decor items. You can also call them at 915-440-2140.
Good place to go. It represents El Paso saddle blanket stuff bless a whole lot more. Got a caller on the line named Robert. Robert, you're on the radio. What's up?
Yeah, hey guys, good show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to share a bit. You know, whenever I see the and I've shared with others, whenever I see the mountains, I know Francis Scott Key never made it this far, but I always think of our mountains when we're singing the Star Spangled Banner. You know, because we look up there and it's Purple Mountains Majesties. You know,
exactly
up there, and so
is that in the Star Spangled Banner?
Huh?
I think that's in a different song, isn't it? Well, whatever
okay,
it is.
That's America the Beautiful.
I'll have to sing it.
Yeah, America the Beautiful. Well, anyway, you're right about that, because the mountains do look purple until they turn green. So that's really cool. What part of town
so
you in?
Who knows? Maybe they did fly over at that time.
Yeah. So, what part of town you in, Robert?
I've got a friend from New Zealand. They got the Hobbit Mountains over there, but he's pretty impressed by our mountains that we've got here.
Well, you know, the Franklins are the only mountain in the middle of a city in Texas, and they used to be 7,200 feet tall. Do you know why they're now 7,192?
Why?
A guy knocked off the top with a bulldozer. He bought it, had a plan to put a communications tower up there. We'll talk about it after the news here. We'll explain to you. Let's remind me to explain about how that all happened. That was really weird. But city council got involved, millions of dollars, and now we have our state park. So anyway, Robert, thanks for calling up.
Thank you.
All right, see you in the streets, dude. And it's an interesting world. Everybody's got their own view of the mountain. And in El Paso, it's the only place you can do that. So music is there.
There.
Are you ready to run to the next break?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and after the news, you've got a history moment. It's going to be interesting.
Right.
All right, everybody stick with us. We'll see you right after the news.